I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. When I heard about the shootings in the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, it was hard not to think about Paris 7 months ago today. Again, mostly young people out with friends for a night to have fun and hear music. In Orlando, they were dancing at a club, in Paris at the Bataclan, a concert hall for a show. Hundreds of people trapped inside, dozens of them killed by armed men who claimed allegiance to ISIS. Aurelia Gilbert was one of the people who went to the Bataclan on November 13th. She got out and provided first aid to those in need. Since that night, she set up a group called 13-11-15 Fraternité Vérité. 13-11-15, the date of the Paris attacks, Fraternité Vérité, Brotherhood and Truth. The group helps victims and their families of the attacks get the support they need. Aurelia says they feel a sense of solidarity with people in Orlando.
Of course, we connected as soon as we knew of we had the news of the attack on Sunday. For us, it was Sunday lunch in France when we heard it in the beginning. And of course, we text each other and relatives of who lost their loved one during the attacks in November were so shocked to see that it can happen to other families again. How can it happen again?
And not just the Paris attacks, but specifically the attacks at the Bataclan and similarities of what happened in Orlando, comparisons that have been made quite a bit today, both tragedies unfolding in the dark, loud music playing in very chaotic circumstances. What do you make of those comparisons?
When I heard the first testimonies from the people who were able to escape from that venue in Orlando, I thought it was exactly the same. And their feedback was the same, how they hide themselves and they run for the life, how they try to text their loved ones. When they had to text and say, I'm so scared, I love you, what will happen to us? It was like if I was 7 months ago and it was happening again. So, of course, there is strong similarity between the two. It's so weird and very shocking for the whole French nation.
One other really striking and important similarity is that in both cases, the attacks were claimed by ISIS. Different kinds of motivation by the attackers, it seems, but the people who carried them out actually grew up in the West, in the same countries where the attacks happened, in the U.S. and France, respectively. What do you think this says about the nature of the security threat we face?
Yes, that's the main point, because it's the first time I saw French or Belgian people coming and kill other French people. So it was really something new for us. It's quite the same in Orlando today. The motivation, I really want to understand. It's been 7 months I've been trying to understand what can motivate someone, and mostly what he calls a religion, and I strongly not believe the religion can be pushing somebody to kill another. So how can somebody can truly believe that he can improve his life and his community by killing other people? That's something that I'm trying to learn after 7 months.
And attacking not just soft targets, but people at leisure, people having fun.
Anybody can be a target now. Previously, during the Charlie attacks, it was because they were cartoonists and satirists. Or maybe it could be a Jewish school. Or here we could say it was a gay club. Anybody can be a target as long as we don't align to what ISIS suggests as a way of life. We will not. We will never be afraid, and we will stay strong and believe in what we believe in our society and community. I have two kids. I have two daughters. I don't want to live a world where they would have fear to go anywhere because of guys like that.
So after you emerged from the Bataclan, this happens in Orlando. Have your daughters been asking you about what happened now?
Yes, they were quite also in a shock, and they told me, so this is happening again.
How old are they?
They are 12, almost 13 and almost 15. Of course, they were really distraught about that, but they've seen that you can go through. When you go through something like that, you have to make something better of it. It's been such terror pain for the people in Orlando today. But what they have to do, they have to unite, they have to feel stronger, and they have to keep something better. They have to turn this tragedy into something beautiful if they can.
Aurelia Gilbert, thank you very much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for welcoming me. And again, we strongly support the community in Orlando today from France.